We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What up, what up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So much to do today. We've got look-aheads to the conference championship games, Perloff. Exciting Final Four. Yet we've got off-season news that's got to take precedent today. Because this is sound I never thought that I would hear. Tom Brady, the most, proper guy, right? Like, played the media game forever.
Unless you're a tablet, in which case you don't like him.
In which case, good luck to you. Tom Brady talking on his own podcast, okay? The Let's Go podcast. He's with Jim Gray. Jim asked him a question that if any one of us were in the room with Tom Brady, we would ask. And here's how he answered.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay, I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Guys, dad is mad, okay? Dad didn't like that question. Tom Brady, full dad mode there. At least it sounded like it to me. Like, I will not answer that question. Why was he so ticked off?
I don't know. I mean, it's Tom Brady. The question is, was it intentional? Is he trying to get somewhere? I think, I have no idea. Maybe he just thought Jim Gray would be more respectful because they're buddies and not ask him on his own podcast to commit to where he's going.
I mean, he asked for a timetable. He didn't even say, like, all right, what's, you know, where is it, Tom? Tell us right now. Okay, so you got Tom Brady, who's obviously going through something there. I don't know. Midlife crisis. Who knows? Although we all know Brady's going to live forever. No midlife crisis. So we've got that. We also have reporting now that is leaking out drips and drabs, Perloff, about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers, it's looking more and more, stop me if you've heard this one, like a trade could be possible. Let's hear from Adam Schefter.
Both sides are fully aware that a trade is a very real scenario this offseason for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are expected to move on from certain players, which Aaron Rodgers probably will not like. There is a real possibility that at some point this offseason, Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded.
Okay, so more around that, right? The Adam Schefter went on to say, and it would likely be a team in the AFC, that the Packers would not trade Rodgers to a team in the NFC. Peter King had put in his Football Morning in America, he thinks like about two first-round picks. Okay, so we've got Brady deciding his future and a little salty about it. We've got Rodgers, who looks like he could be on the trade block.
You know who doesn't like this? Derek Carr and Daniel Jones and all the other free agents. You're putting the two of the top five greatest quarterbacks ever out there for teams. You realize that, Maggie?
Well, listen, it's going to be that kind of offseason. So the question for us, for you and me, with all that set up, it seems to me like it would be a race to Las Vegas for both Brady and Rodgers, right? Now, Rodgers doesn't have a no-trade clause, so they can trade him anywhere, but you put the Devontae Adams connection together, you put Brady and the Josh McDaniels connection together, it could be a race to see who gets there, because you look at some of the other teams, if we're just looking at the AFC, where else looks good?
Well, Miami.
It could be a race to Miami.
But they seem to want Tua, so I don't know that they're going to trade a bunch of draft picks or have those picks to trade.
Listen, if I'm the GM of the Dolphins, I definitely need a solid plan B, maybe a plan A after three concussions for Tua. So you're looking at all the places, Indianapolis, Tennessee, the Jets. You're not racing to get to Tennessee right now.
The Jets are in play. Tennessee, it could happen. Brady and Vrabel, sure. But I think your point, yeah, I agree. My first fit would be the Raiders, with the Dolphins being in their own category. Because I think both quarterbacks would want to be there, but I think they go with Tua next year.
So the question becomes for these teams, say you do have, say you're Las Vegas, say you're Miami, who would you rather have? If both Brady and Rodgers are knocking down the door, then who do you take?
Easy.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, total disagree.
It's simple math. It's simple math. Dude is 39. Tom Brady's 46.
Okay,
that's 7 years difference. He's 7 years junior.
I've got more math for you.
Yeah.
$110 million owed to Rodgers and likely 2 first-round draft picks, where Brady's a free agent. And you know Brady always signs for under market value. I can probably get Brady for like $20 million is what he was making with Tampa last year. Cheaper, no, don't have to trade for him, but yes, he's older. I probably only have him for a year.
I don't like your math. It's too much of a... I thought we were doing a fantasy football trade here where one of us got to pick who's better next year, Rodgers. Now you're bringing in reality, Maggie, and you're killing my buzz here with this. But, okay, you have to take a shot. Say you're Vegas, and you have 39-year-old Aaron Rodgers, and you have 46-year-old Tom Brady. Now, Rodgers was not good last year, but I think the bottom line is he's going to be a better player next year. I think Brady is... You saw the decline this year when things around him weren't perfect. It went south. Same with Rodgers,
yeah,
actually.
I was going to say.
But
whose case are you just describing?
Just eye test. When you see Rodgers throw the ball, it still looks awesome. So I think if he got back together with Devontae Adams, I think he has a better season than Tom Brady in Vegas. And I think when you're talking at the level we're talking about, it's Super Bowl or bust kind of. If you're going to get, you're going to give up everything for Rodgers, or if you're going to sign Brady, it's Super Bowl or bust. You can't you can't be like the Cowboys and be in the divisional playoff round with Tom Brady. So right. I think Rodgers gets you there closer. That's really all the reasoning I need or have.
Okay, well, I mean, the reasoning is good, but I still think Brady can win you a Super Bowl. I mean, when I'm watching Brady play, yeah, it's not the same as it was, but the arm is still there, you know? Either way, you're going to have to shore up your offensive line, whether you're Miami, who's invested in the offensive line, or you're Vegas, who's got to do more investing. I also think that you know Brady's going to be all in on your offseason. He's not going to be doing weekly appearances on Pat McAfee. He might do them with Jim Gray and get a little ticked off, but it's not going to be these sit-downs where he's talking about going on, you know, trips on ayahuasca and all that stuff. So it's a little bit different with Brady. He's a little more buttoned up than Rodgers is. And then the other part is there like a bit of a cautionary tale with Russell Wilson, where you trade all this capital and he has the big salary, and then maybe he's just not the guy he used to be, and you're not stuck with him as long as the Broncos are stuck with Wilson, but you're saddled with a big salary and you traded a king's ransom?
Okay. First of all, Brady is no longer buttoned up. This is freewheeling single Tom Brady. And he's going to be in Vegas. He's going to be in Vegas with all those Instagram models. I think that Aaron Rodgers actually would show up for an offseason in Vegas. I think he needs to breathe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New life into his career. You know who it reminds me of? Brett Favre. It's Brett Favre all over again. I looked at the numbers. I was trying to remember. Favre had that great season in Minnesota when they lost in the NFC title game to the Saints in the Bounty Gate year. He was 40 years old. He led them to a 12-4 record, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, got completely new life.
Yep.
So I think Rodgers, it's uncanny how Rodgers and Favre are following along with each other. It's bizarre almost. I feel like Rodgers has that kind of renaissance in him in the right coaching staff.
Wow.
Now, do I know if Josh McDaniels is that staff? Not necessarily. But don't you feel like Rodgers has one more run? And also, Brady got his Tampa Bay. He left New England and was in the right situation and got his championship. I feel like Rodgers is due that. I don't know why. I just a gut feeling like he has a big comeback in him.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be in Green Bay. That ship seems like it's kind of sailed.
Well, it depends. And we also have some reporting that Jordan Love might seek a trade. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here with what's going on in Green Bay, as there has been in all of these off seasons, whether it was Favre back in the day or whether it is now. I do think that Rodgers could have another peak, no doubt. Yeah. The one thing is, though, Derek Carr, Kate, you know, had Josh McDaniels, and Stu is our resident Raider fan here on the show. And it was like, Derek Carr, I think, is a smart guy, and it seems like he could never grasp the offense. It's not like something about McDaniels' system, I don't think is easy to learn. And so if I'm Rodgers, is that what I'm coming into, or would I rather, you know, or for Tom Brady, if I'm the Raiders, I'm like, oh, the guy, we speak a shorthand. We already have like an inside, you know, like an inside knowledge of the offense and what's going on.
That's a very good reason, but I would hope that Josh McDaniels has grown and would meet Aaron Rodgers halfway and bring in some sort of West Coast.
Yeah, something.
Some sort of Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid legacy. By the way, now correct me if I'm wrong. Was it a Daryl Bevel who resuscitated Brett Favre in Minnesota? And I just saw Daryl Bevel's interviewing as an OC that's related to either Rodgers or Brady. So
okay.
I'm telling you, this Rodgers-Favre connection is very strong. And that's how I see it playing out. Now, that's a great reason about it.
Well, if he goes to the Jets, then it's a little too on the nose.
No,
yeah.
I know. Well, I would just forego the one bad year in New York Jets uniform. Sorry, Mike Sampter. And go to the contender. Now, yeah, the question is the AFC West. Does that scare me for either quarterback a little bit?
Nah, I maybe, but now you got 7 teams make it into the playoffs from each conference. It's a little less scary, I think, with the extra wild card team that's, you know, that's entrenched now in the NFL. You're probably not going to get the bye, but I think you're still going to make the playoffs, and from there, you just go from there. No, but the AFC with the quarterbacks is insane.
Oh, sorry. Daryl Bevel's been linked to Russell Wilson in Denver. He's the guy who's going to come in and save Russell Wilson.
Okay, well, I'm glad he's going to save somebody.
He saved Favre. He would be combined with Dan Quinn. So, I don't know. Yeah, Josh, you know, you've given me pause. You've given me pause with Josh McDaniels. But, come on, Rodgers is the younger, better quarterback. That's the bottom line.
Well, you're right about that. Sampter, let's put it on the poll. If you're Las Vegas or you're Miami, would you rather have Favre or Rodgers? Do you feel comfortable putting Miami on there?
No, just keep it Raiders.
Just Vegas.
Simplify
okay.
it. I think Miami, they were the best team in the league with Tua. Their offense was on fire.
This has nothing to do with Tua's ability and how he was able to run the offense. This has everything to do with Tua's brain.
I understand, but Miami, believe me, if it was up to them, they would have put him out. You know, they lied about one concussion. They're ready to forego concussion safety protocol and put Tua. And wasn't there a report that Tua is no more at risk than any other player? Which made no sense.
No, that's what the GM and the coach kept telling you.
That's
like, I don't know if that's what medical science is saying. But yeah, let's believe the NFL GM. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So the question it comes down to, if you're the Raiders, would you rather have Brady or would you rather have Rodgers? And why was Brady getting so snippy there? I don't see the motivation. I mean, are you trying to, like, intimidate people so they don't keep asking you this question? Like, good luck. It's not going to happen, dude. Everywhere you go, people are going to ask you what's going on.
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it.
By the way, Daryl Bevel, who I did, he was the guy who resuscitated Favre in Minnesota. He turned down the Jets OC interview this week, Mike Sampter.
Wow.
So that's interesting.
Aren't there like 10 openings for OCs?
Yeah, and it's funny that it doesn't seem like everyone wants a Jets one.
Well, I've got a big question. Who's the quarterback?
Good point. Good
point. Are you going to saddle me with Zach Wilson, who's on a beach somewhere?
I'm assuming if you hire any decent OC, you're going to go all in for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but
you
see, the
right?
Jets were interviewing Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, did we not learn our lesson that this does not lure Aaron Rodgers to anywhere? It's not a good sound logic. 855-212-4CBS. We are across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Of course, you can listen to us on the absolutely free Odyssey app. And we are streaming live on YouTube right now. What are Perloff and I wearing today? Would anyone like to know? You got to log on and find out. YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio. You can click on it. You can get involved in the chat. We've got a really good vibe going in our YouTube chat. None of the weird stuff. Well, maybe some weird stuff. A lot of weird stuff. Why was purple drink being talked about yesterday? You guys are crazy, man.
I think it's pronounced purple drink.
Pardon me. Yeah. I was not going to pronounce it that way.
A little scissorp.
Those are our listeners.
Yeah. Is there any sober people in our chat? I'm just curious.
Don't ask. You can also vote on our poll. You can do it in the chat. You can also do it at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter. All right, did I get everything in? Yes. Brady versus Rodgers, that's where we begin. We also have major, major topics throughout the day, including the biggest thing no one is talking about when it comes to the AFC Championship game. Why no one is talking about this, I do not understand. We're going to get to the bottom of it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Come on back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.